We were talking about it since he got drafted to Chicago, how amazing it would be able to play again. So for it to actually happen, we still, after the whole draft, we still were texting each other, like, is this really happening? It's crazy. But I just keep telling him, like, hey, I just want to earn, a spot on this team, earn the respect from older guys by just being myself and doing what I do and, just respecting everybody, just respecting, all the older guys, respecting everybody that's a part of this organization. Because I know to him a lot of things are new, too, with the whole new staff. But he's already, so far ahead of everyone else that, why not ask him, as many questions as I can. And I always say I'm sorry for asking questions because I'm not used to being in this position. But, I'm just new and I'm learning and, I'm just eager to learn. And I'm just asking him certain situations versus a certain defense. And first thing he told me, just, relax, you're smart. You just wait till you get out there. It'll come together for you. And it did. I practiced. I felt lost out there. But some couple plays started coming together for me. And definitely, learning it faster as I'm out there on the field. And, just having him there for me is unbelievable. Five times for him starting five times, but he rotated in. He was – so the first, seven games he would rotate in. He played a lot. I think he played more than half of the snaps. So I got, and in practice and off the field, right when he got to Oregon, off the field, we clicked right away. I can't tell you every time he, came over to my house uninvited. the door is always open, and he would come over. I'd just catch him on my couch watching TV. And that's what I love about Kyle. We clicked right away, and we became brothers right away. And our families are very close, and, just, a special thing.